This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Okay, guys, here we go. Big news. Drake is touring with Migos.
Whoa, that is kind of big. Mm. Although the reviews of Migos at Coachella were awful.
Yeah.
They caught a lot of crap.
They've been spotty recently. There have been a few other things where, you know, one dude doesn't show, another guy leaves halfway through. Guys, keep it going while while you're hot. You don't want to get a rep. Drake
Fame
has announced,
ain't easy, though.
No, it's really
They're
hard.
Clearly struggling with
yes.
it.
Yes.
That Drake. One kid got caught with, he's got a baby in Cardi B and a baby in some lady in Colorado.
Fun. Offset. Oh, my God.
Whoops.
It's easy to slip and fall into some trouble.
Try a condom.
Yeah.
Try it.
Try just having your girlfriend and then not doing other women.
Well.
There's always that, Vinny. But I'm famous.
Right.
So Drake has announced, he's calling it, this is the name of the tour, Aubrey and the Three Amigos Tour.
Aubrey.
Who's Aubrey?
I don't know.
Drake fans, hello, Aubrey and the Three Amigos. What does it mean? Hello.
Oh, that's his name. That's his Drake's first name.
Oh, Drake's name is Aubrey?
Aubrey Drake Graham.
Well, there you go.
Boy, that guy finds new ways to disappoint me every time.
Aubrey, so I guess the Three Amigos are Migos. So Aubrey and the Three Amigos tour. We're getting dates here. two nights at Oracle, October 26th and 27th. Now, according to this, some of these tickets are going on sale May 18th. I believe that's this Friday. It looks like American Express card members get early access starting Tuesday.
Tuesday as in tomorrow?
Yes, as in tomorrow.
I'm seeing on Twitter that tickets are the 18th.
Yeah, I'm seeing. Oh, so all the tickets for all the shows? I didn't know if maybe just some of the dates are going. It's about a 41-date outing. Kicks off July 6th and looks like it wraps up November 16th and 17th. So congratulations. Are you guys going to go to that? Hooman? Bryn?
I've seen Drake before. So we were just having this debate before. Chris Brown, when you see him, he's such an incredible dancer, even though he's a horrible human being.
Yes.
The show is pretty. But Drake, I love his songs, but live, it's not phenomenal. It's okay. It's good. It's a good show. But after, we just saw U2 last week. Taylor was just in town.
So that's a no. You're telling me Drake is not that good live. No,
he's
what
okay.
you just said is that, yeah. So he's not that good.
I saw him at Sunday.
Rap shows, in my opinion, can be super hit or miss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I've seen the Beastie Boys, and they were excellent. Public Enemy, excellent.
Kanye is excellent as well. Kanye is incredible.
Well, he has Jesus on stage with him, so that's pretty
incredible.
Good.
But yeah, I don't know.
When Jesus shows
with concerts, one of the things is depends on who goes. If you get the right group of people with you, it could be a mediocre show. You have the best time.
That's true.
I remember seeing UB40 back in the day with my friends.
Yes.
And, you have no one has any idea who's in UB40. Like, there's so many members. Mm. It's not those two guys, singing Red Red One. It's not those guys. There's like 20 people. But there I am with my friends. We're playing beach volleyball in the sand watching this band play. It was so great.
Beach volleyball in the stands?
Yeah, they had a setup. I don't remember where we were. It might have been Mexico or somewhere, but it was so
nice.
Great. I'm like, this is a dream.
With this song in the background, that sounds so perfect. Beach volleyball?
I know.
Who wasn't bad? Kid Cudi opened for... Lady Gaga, and he was really good.
What kind of show
he's
does
a rap
he do?
Dude. rapper.
So he just stands there rapping to a track.
But he went for it. He was good.
Yeah.
But yeah, some people come out and they just stand there and there's a DJ doing the, this is all you're going to do, huh?
But you're not wrong, Hume. And sometimes it is the people that you go with. If you're just having a ball, sometimes it, you know, your own energy. Yeah. Just like, oh yeah, we had a great time at that show. Not that it was a great show, but we had a great time. So this week, we're going to get a lot of the upfronts. I enjoy this. I think it's sort of fun to see what's getting canceled, what's coming back, and what the new shows that they're going to try are. So I'll do NBC's today. There's a couple notes that I wanted to mention. This is on CBS. Scorpion's done after 4 seasons. Fox canceled Lucifer after 3 seasons. Was Lucifer a superhero one? I feel like I've heard that. Sci-Fi canceled the space drama The Expanse, which is a bummer. I liked that show. But I did fall off somewhere in season 2, so I guess I don't care that much. It looks like ABC has canceled Designated Survivor in Quantico, Deception, Alex, Inc., The Crossing, Kevin Probably Saves the World, and The Mayor. Isn't Kevin Saves... Kevin Can Wait. That's
that
the one
got
I'm thinking
canceled,
of.
Though.
Looks like Supernatural spinoff Wayward Sisters is not going forward on the CW. And The Greatest American Hero remake has been abandoned by ABC. So we'll have full reports on all of those networks, but I'm going to do NBC's today.
Thank you. I know that you'll likely get to it when it's time, but have you seen all the craziness around Lethal Weapon?
I have that here.
Okay.
You know what? In fact, I'll move it up because it is sort of interesting.
It's crazy.
And the thing about it, let me do this
first.
Yeah,
okay. Do that.
So NBC has revealed their schedule for the upcoming season. They rolled it out yesterday. 8 new shows, 5 dramas, 2 comedies, and a new reality competition show. So here are the highlights. A drama called Manifest, which people are saying is like Lost, but in reverse. And so I was like, oh, so it'll start terrible and end great? It's a mystery about a plane that suddenly reappears after disappearing 5 years earlier. And probably, you know, the missing Malaysia flight is... part of, remember that? I mean, found that plane. So they're saying it might be inspired by that. There's another medical drama called New Amsterdam, which is loosely based on New York's real-life Bellevue, the oldest public hospital in the U.S. And speaking of Brooklyn, they have picked up Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Fox just canceled it last week. And an NBC exec said they regretted giving that show, passing on that show and letting Fox have it in the beginning, and they're going to give it another go. It was averaging less than 2 million viewers per episode on Fox this season. They also ordered an Americanized version of Downton Abbey called The Gilded Age. So I'm going to have to check that out. A This Is Us style show called The Village, about a diverse group of residents in a Brooklyn apartment building. There's a new show called The In-Between. They're comparing it to The Ghost Whisperer, about a woman who can see and talk to dead people. And naturally, she uses that to help the LAPD solve crimes. There's a comedy set in a bar called Abby's, which sounds similar to Cheers, except it's set in San Diego, not Boston. And then the reality show. Actually, there's a reality competition. They are going to do an America's Got Talent Winter Champions Edition. That's normally a summer show. So they're going to take people who've done well, not just on the American version of it, but I guess lots of countries have a, you know, insert your country name here, has got talent. And so they're going to be highlighting people from those and facing them off against some of the winners and top contenders on America's
Got
Talent.
Have you ever?
One time.
You watched one episode.
I watched one episode.
I don't get it. I don't know who's watching it.
Yeah. People are, though. It's big summer viewing.
I know that we have different bedtimes, but I find that 8 o'clock hour most nights is just awful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even tempted to stay up most nights. Not even tempted.
No, you'll stay up for like a game you want to watch. Or if you're going to stay up, you'll watch. I'll watch something I'm watching already, like just on demand. There's a reality show produced by The Rock. It's called The Titan Games. It involves 6 contestants matching up in physical challenges against a group of reigning titans, hoping to take one of their places and return the following episode. So The Titan Games are happening. NBC. So there's some of the new shows. And here are some of the shows they canceled. The Brave, The Carmichael Show, Great News, The Night Shift, Rise, and Taken. A final season of Shades of Blue airs this summer. They are bringing back America's Got Talent, AP Bio, The Blacklist, Blind Spot, Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago PD. Got some Chicago shows going on. Dateline NBC, Ellen's Game of Games, Good Girls, The Good Place, Hollywood Game Night, Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Whoa, it's another season of that?
Mm-hmm. And actually, this will be Law and Order Special Victims Unit's 20th season.
Wow.
It feels like the new spinoff, but it's been on 20 seasons.
All those other Law and Orders are gone. Long gone.
This will tie, Law and Order SVU will tie the two longest running dramas, Law and Order and Gunsmoke. If it only goes this one final season. They're still undecided on a few things here. Timeless, Spartan, Ultimate Team Challenge. Sounds like they have that with the Titans thing. Genius Junior, Law and Order, True Crime, Better Late Than Never, and Champions. Oh, Little Big Shots is also undecided. So, there you go. There's the NBC upfronts. All right, let me find the story of
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon. So this dude is the main, he plays the Mel Gibson role, right?
Murtaugh and Riggs, right?
I don't recall.
This guy plays Riggs. His name is Clayne Crawford. Fox has renewed Lethal Weapon for a third season, which is great news for the cast and crew. Really bad news for the main character, or one of the main characters. He has been fired for supposed bad behavior on the set. And so UC and I were talking about this morning. And here's... Did you find anything beyond this?
I didn't because find these anything are specific. Just those articles that I saw. Vinny, do you know exactly why?
Because I have the reasons, according to reports. Uh-huh. But it feels like there would have to be more.
We're not getting the whole story.
Clearly,
from what I read, the guy not only... Like, he had two major blow-ups on the set. One of the blow-ups ended up with him basically giving his paycheck to the victim.
Mm-hmm.
So, what does that mean he did to the person?
So, let's see. He apologized for two incidents for which he was reprimanded during the sophomore season. Let's see. Sources say they opted to fire him after he was disciplined each time for poor behavior. Despite his repeated reprimands, he did nothing to change his behavior, and so they chose to fire him and would not consider moving the show forward with Crawford attached. But the show's a hit, and they like it, and they want to keep going, so they've replaced him with Stifler, by the way.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Stifler?
Crawford himself is our source on detailing these two incidents. So... you're going to hear the Gilded Lily, you know.
Right, his side of it.
He said the first incident happened when he became angry with what he deemed unsafe working conditions on the set. He thought it didn't seem safe and freaked out. After the outburst, he said he met with human resources, apologized for his role in conflict, and completed studio-appointed therapy while also sharing a, quote, sizable portion of his paycheck with one of the parties involved. So no details on that. And then the second incident occurred during an episode he was directing. Another actor on set felt unsafe after being hit by a piece of shrapnel from an effect. And it sounds like he flipped out on this person and wanted them to get back in position and reshoot the thing. And when they wouldn't, he lost his... It sounds like things happened and his reaction was out of...
control?
It was wrong-sized.
Wrong-sized. Exactly. It wasn't a good fit for the concept.
Well, so this is the thing, though. Apparently the show's a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that guy is at all.
Yeah.
And you'd think he would be in heaven in that gig. Like, dude, you're on a hit TV show.
You know, some people's ego is just waiting to blow.
I guess.
I really do believe that some people, and I think that, look, you've got to have a healthy ego to go and try and get work in Hollywood. You have to, because you are going to get beaten down.
Right.
So I think that some people, you know, they are ready to be famous, ready to be a douche. They're just ready. Like, I've been waiting for this.
A little love blooms that fast.
Ruins them. Right. So Fox has renewed Lethal Weapon. Clayne Crawford, one of the main characters, is out.
And Stifler's going to take the job.
Stifler's got the gig. Sean William Scott.
Good for him.
He's playing a new character, possibly the brother of this Clayne Crawford's character, Martin Riggs.
But he'll be starring with Damon Wayans, right?
Yep.
It's a solid job.
On a hit show.
Yeah.
Clayne Crawford responded to the news by posting a depressing-looking picture of himself.
Yeah.
He captioned it, "To my cast and crew, congratulations on season 3. To the fans, thank you for the overwhelming support and love. Riggs was a dream role, and the experience will live with me forever. My heart is full. Good luck next season." Here's the picture he posted. It's him, like, all bummed out, sitting on a bench. It's like, congratulations, everyone. My life sucks now.
Yeah, it does. Wasn't Damon Wayans, didn't you guys lose your over that guy?
Damon Wayans, I love him.
Yeah.
Was it Damon who used to come in here?
He came in here, and I want to say that you were in particular in love with that guy.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was Damon. I loved him. He was great. He was such a good guest. He came on a couple times when we were in the other building.
Over the years, yeah.
Yeah. He was just super fun and good looking, and it was a delight in every way. We were talking about Picasso last week, weren't we?
Yes.
There were some things that were going up for auction, and one of them was the little girl with no clothes on. Here's another story about Picasso. This is about Steve Wynn. He's the Vegas mogul dude, which as soon as I was reminded of this, I was like, oh, yeah, that did happen. About 12 years ago, he put his elbow through a Picasso.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? And so this was a Picasso that he'd paid like $155 million for, and he was showing it to some friends in his office. And I guess he has a peripheral vision problem, Yuzi.
He has what I have.
What's the name of it?
It's retinitis pigmentosa.
So,
And I think he has a couple other things going on, too.
He has that. He couldn't see that the... And I guess, you know, these are old paintings, mm-hmm. and I guess they're fairly brittle, and you're not supposed to have them out in the open air or whatever, and he put his elbow right through it.
Yikes.
So that one got repaired. But now it looks like he just wrecked another one. He had a Picasso valued at $70 million at auction this week. And it looks like he, let's see, Christie's, the auction house, withdrew it. Le Marin, a self-portrait painted in 1943. They took it off the auction for restoration. They declined to comment on the nature or extent of the damage. It measures a little more than 4 feet by 2.5 feet. It was one of three that Wynn gave to Christie's for sale this week. It looked like he was hoping to get about $135 million for the three of them. They're not saying what exactly happened to this one, but here's part of it anyway, Vinny.
You'd think he wouldn't go anywhere near these things.
No kidding.
Oh, well, that's weird.
But something happened.
Big nostrils. Yeah. Really big nostrils.
And look at he's actually, looks like his butt sticking out backward from his pants. And
I would take this in a second
over
the nude young flower girl. Gross, dude.
Agreed. So anyway, I don't know what happened to this other Picasso that Steve Wynn has, but sounds like maybe he put his elbow through another one. Maybe put his foot through this one. I don't know. Tidal. And the music streaming service and the Prince estate have reached a deal. We are getting a Prince album. Tidal's going to have it for about 14 days exclusively. They'll have it for a week, and you won't be able to download it. You can only listen to it on Tidal. After the 1 week mark, I believe you can download it from Tidal, and then 1 week after that, the estate handles the rest of the release, the rollout of actual CDs and other streaming services. But they've worked a 2 week. Exclusive on this new Prince album.
All right.
It doesn't say whether or not it's that little EP that producer was going to put out.
So I love the one song we've got.
Oh, my God, me too. So it remains to be seen, but if you don't have Tidal and you can't wait to get the Prince record, I guess this is... Or you can wait 2 weeks and get it after that. Kanye West is under investigation over a horrible injury that happened at the Yeezy office. This is in Calabasas.
It's so weird how he just pops his head up, makes a complete scene, total ass of himself, and then poof.
Groundhogs back down.
Yeah, right. Like now it's quiet from there.
This is being investigated by OSHA. According to TMZ, an Adidas employee was working on Yeezy shoes 2 months ago. A massive 3D printer fell over onto his foot. He was so badly injured, he had to be airlifted to the hospital. And people are being very hush hush about this, but the word is that that foot may be gone now.
Gone.
They're trying to determine if there were any workplace violations that caused the accident. If they find willful or repeated safety violations, Adidas could face fines of up to $129,000 a violation. The victim has not returned to work. He's lawyered up. Sounds like he lost a foot. And quickly,
he works in shoes. Unbelievable.
Height of irony.
The absolute bad luck of it all.
Our new guy, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Jimmy G.
He was out Saturday night.
Usually likes him.
In San Jose. He was at a cocktail lounge called Paper Plane in San Jose.
Is everyone talking about his wiener?
No, but I was looking at these pictures to see if I could see it. I can't really see it in this. But I also see two completely different girls. There's one girl that's supposedly his girlfriend, Alexandra King. They've been spotted a few times together. But he wasn't her on Saturday night. The hot little blonde, little cutie.
Well, he's living the life.
Yeah. I mean. So he was inside drinking with a couple friends, including Fox Sports star Jay Glazer. He was flirting with the girl inside the bar and then took it outside. And she is just looking up at him with stars.
I mean,
in her
I really
eyes.
Hope that he fulfills all our hopes and dreams. But right now, all he did was win, what was that, the last five games of the season last season.
Right.
We have a horrible team.
Yeah.
But he wins five games, gets paid all the money, and it's off season right now.
$137.5 million. He's the highest paid player in the NFL.
Yeah, he got paid.
26-year-old 49ers quarterback Jimmy G. Here he is with his girlfriend. This is
she's super hot.
Month and a half ago,
Alexandra King gets two thumbs up.
That chick is booming.
Oh, what's the other girl like? Do you have her name?
This skinny little blonde, no name.
It looks like the San Francisco Zoo just named its new snow leopard Jimmy G.
Oh.
Sarah, I think this blonde's just asking for his autograph.
Oh, you think so?
I don't think there's
asking
anything
by like
going
what, like
on
leaning
there.
Against him and tapping on his chest, like, "Hey, up there."
Well,
man,
hey.
Right. The way she's looking at him,
I know.
Like, yeah,
stars in her eyes.
Like her pants are about to fall right off.
No, right? They're way too tight. Those are definitely even
they're
though
melting off. Yeah, are you kidding?
Maybe she's gonna split the seams, come pulsing out of those.
Good for him. I'm happy to see a 26-year-old guy with all the money.
And that's your Jimmy G watch for the day. What's coming up, Vim?
Oh, so much. I have a Picasso story.
Oh, fantastic.
In the news, I also have new baby advice for you, plus a ridiculous bet that goes all wrong, and drawing after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, happy Monday. Thank you for listening. This part of the show is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now, caller number 9 gets tickets to Phil Collins and Not Dead Yet Live. October 25th at Oracle Arena. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. And caller number 9 gets a pair, 800-400-3697. You want to see Phil Collins? Call now. Firestone Complete Auto Care, keeping cars running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet and Novato Chevrolet. Get the car you want at the price you want.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. The Warriors play tonight, everyone. It's the Western Conference Finals, Game 1. Warriors in Houston, 6 p.m. tip time.
Warriors.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
This is bad. Bad news, everyone.
What?
Really, really bad news, as it looks like Ebola is back.
Ebola.
Get the song.
Ebola. Don't touch your friends.
No eating something dangerous.
Don't eat something either. Ebola cases surge as 19 confirmed dead. The song does make it sound like a joke.
But it isn't.
It isn't. You're like, you bleed out of your eyes. It's bad news. So they say it hasn't yet become epidemic level.
Still 19 people dead.
Right.
That's plenty to be scared about.
They say the outbreak does not meet the criteria for declaring a public health event of international concern. But if you remember, they have to send people over there to help contain this stuff.
Right.
It's scary.
Very. Well, and remember last time there was a big Ebola outbreak, we found out that the way in certain cultures they treat the dead, they actually drape themselves all over the corpse. Like they want physical contact with, and so the people who are coming in from other countries are like, you can't do that.
Right.
Like, this is how it's
spreading.
And it was, and it was horrifying to the people who are like, but this is how I say goodbye to my loved one. And this is what we do in this culture.
Not anymore.
No, you got to stop that unless you'd like to be the next person hugged on their way out.
The Russian company charged with orchestrating a wide-ranging effort to meddle in the 2016 presidential election overwhelmingly focused its barrage of social media advertising on race.
Oh.
That's what they went after. Mm. They say it's arguably America's rawest political division, and that's what they went for on Facebook.
Wonderful.
So someone read all 3,517 Facebook ads bought by the Russians.
And that's
and
the overwhelming.
And that was their focus. So.
I haven't been on Facebook in so long. I'm just over it.
But you still use Instagram.
I do.
Yeah.
It's their thing. But I just feel like I, you know, I don't look at the comments as much and I just. I don't know. Just feel safer.
Right. This is fun.
All right.
There's an organization in Australia that works on teaching children about consent, and a representative from that group was on TV in Australia, and she said people should ask their baby for permission before they change their diaper.
What? Oh, my God.
What?
This is what... A lot
Come on,
of
Adele.
This is the abuse of freedom, everyone. Just so you know, right here. This is it.
This is just when things get dumb.
In some cases, your kid obviously can't even talk, and yet they still think you should ask for permission before changing the diaper.
Who's they again?
This is
the dummies.
Expert. This is an expert.
The dummies.
This is a senator. This is the mayor of somewhere important.
There's an organization in Australia that works on teaching children about consent. And a representative from that group was on TV explaining to parents one of the ways you can teach your child about consent is by asking for permission to change their diaper.
So what's yes and what's no?
Well, so like... here's what they say. Of course the baby's not going to respond, yes, mom, that would be awesome. I'd love to have my diaper changed. But if you leave a space and wait for body language and eye contact, then you're letting that child know their response matters.
Mm,
how do you feel about this, Sarah? Because, of course, social media, let that representative have it.
Yeah, it's dumb. You know, the thing is, I get the spirit of it.
Well, nobody wants their kid abused.
Spirit.
So,
right.
In that.
Well, in that, you can be teaching somebody something about that nobody touches you, not even your mom. No, agreed. Listen, there's
no. Crying his eyes out, and you're waiting for a look in body language?
Yes, I'm
waiting
for that.
The kid's crying in crap.
I get the spirit.
And you're waiting for body language?
I'm not going to be waiting for it, Hooman.
You're not.
No.
What's the spirit in that moment?
The spirit of that is that you,
listen to this,
even
everyone.
That nothing should happen to your body that you haven't consented to.
And
so
the kid isn't consenting.
I can see
the kid isn't consenting.
What this person is saying, but it is very stupid. It's and
I
can
see
why. Well, of course you can. You know, it's if you have a 2-year-old, you got to change their diaper. I mean, maybe that becomes part of the ritual. Hey, I'm going to change your diaper. You're in control of this. You can sit in your poop all day, or you can let me change you. Do I have your consent?
No, you
I
don't.
Know, it's so
sign
stupid.
Here.
No,
I know, because a kid will be like, nah, I'm just going to stay in myself.
And then what are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm going to hold him down.
Well, and if you're an immature parent like me, you might just fall for that stuff and be like, good, then do it yourself. I dare you to. And you leave them.
And then they have a raging infection on their ass.
Exactly right.
Or rolls off and cracks his head.
Whatever the case may be, you can't always enter into conversations with young people.
I see what they're saying, but I also see why Twitter was like, you got to be kidding me.
Right. Oh, they let her have it.
Right.
We're in.
You gonna wait for Diamond's consent?
Right now, she's not consenting, actually. She's rolling over a lot. So as soon as I'm getting ready, she's like rolling, and I'm like, I have to hold her down again. She rolls back.
She's making a break for it.
She's having fun while I'm sitting there trying to
get the job
wrangle.
Done.
Yeah.
You know, the last thing I want to do is be messing with your diaper.
If I'm judging the body language, she's not consenting.
Leave her in the diaper. She does not consent.
Hey, let me ask you something. Is Cameron sleeping through the night?
She is.
She is.
9 p to 7 a.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, are you kidding?
Until 7 in the morning?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, every once in a while, she'll wake up for a feeding.
What'd you get, the best baby ever? How old's that kid now? 6 months?
She's 6 months, yes.
Oh,
great.
She getting that afternoon colicky, that 4 p.m. witching hour thing?
No,
just,
I mean, she cries a little bit, and then she goes to sleep.
Oh, my God.
She's great. She's a fun baby.
That's probably how your second baby
my
will
chubby.
Be.
My chubby.
You think so,
yeah,
huh?
You guys are going to be so much more relaxed.
Sure, I bet.
It's going to be great. It'll be fine. She'll be a breeze.
Hey, Vinny, 315 says, I have a 10-month-old, and I always tell her when I'm going to do something to her body, pick her up, wipe her face, etc. It's created a beautiful relationship based on respect.
Well, if you tell someone you're going to do it, and don't just surprise them, I'm totally down with that. But when you start asking kids their opinions about stuff, God's life slows. So it's just like, oh my God, why did I ask this kid what they wanted to do? Why didn't I just give him two choices or not no choices at all? We can do this or this. Neither? Well, stay home.
So I got to go back one story real quick. 510 says, Vinny, where is the Ebola you didn't say?
Ebola, Ebola, eat up.
There's an Ebola outbreak, everyone, in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They've reported 39 suspected cases and 19 confirmed dead. So, sorry I missed the location. That is important.
It is.
I wanted to get that straightened out before we move on. This is one of those bets that someone's going to win, but it's so ridiculous. 28-year-old Raimundo Espiro. Raimundo was hanging out with some friends at Lake Havasu in Arizona on Saturday. Lake Havasu is like, can be crazy.
Yeah.
It's
a spring break
craziness. Yeah.
Okay.
Him and his friend made a bet with someone about how far they could drive into the lake without their SUV getting stuck. Of course, if you're not stuck yet, then you can go a little farther. Still not stuck, a little farther. But then you're stuck.
Yeah. I thought that once your tailpipe was underwater, that was that. Is this one of those ones that has a tailpipe up above water?
Well, it looks like Raimundo was one of the passengers, but of course they did go into the water and
they did
get stuck. They say the SUV was about halfway submerged
when it finally gave in.
We don't know how much damage it caused, but the SUV had to be towed out of the water, and the cops showed up. And while they were there, they realized Raimundo was wanted on an outstanding warrant and went off to jail. So what started out as...
So there were many, many losers in this story.
Fun time out at Lake Havasu ended up with Raimundo going to jail.
Sorry, Raimundo.
You're an artist.
Oh, thank you. I do love drawing.
Well, you do all kinds of different stuff. I think all the yard stuff you do is pretty
That's
artistic.
That's very
wouldn't
sweet.
You say?
Thank you. I definitely do have I feel like I have an artist flair.
And you have some musicianship in you as well.
Like, yes. Thank you, Vinny.
Yeah, she's all crafty with her purses.
Yeah. Purses.
Knitting.
Oh, my God. Someone
stop
me.
You're amazing, Sarah.
Thank you.
I bring up the artistry because people were asked, you any good at drawing?
Pretty good.
Are you any good at drawing?
Are you any good at drawing?
I used to be.
What happened?
I stopped doing it.
Oh.
And it's, I don't have the natural skill that some people, I have a friend named Tony who we would go to parties and this guy'd have a couple drinks and people would just bring him paper. Dude. And he'd look at a blank piece of paper where there was nothing on it, and he could see stuff there and would draw something that was so fantastic, you'd go, I'm going to get that tattooed on me. Give me that thing. And this is like over some beers.
All fun.
So there are those people
there are
out
some
there
people who, are just
who have that
crazy talent.
I never had that.
Yeah.
I could draw some things and do pretty darn good with like looking at something and go, I can draw that and draw it. But I didn't practice and stay up with it and lost it completely. But the majority of people, when asked, say, no, they're terrible at drawing. Almost 60% say, I'm below average.
Oh.
I can't even.
Do you think that that's just not being encouraged? Because I almost feel like it's like a voice. Like, I even think bad drawings are good drawings. Like, that everybody expresses, like, you see things differently, you draw things differently. Like, John always says, oh, I'm a terrible drawer. But then I'm like, oh, draw, and he'll sketch something out, and I'm like, you're not that bad a drawer. Like, it's, I actually feel like it's almost like handwriting, you know? It's your own
style.
Special right, style. But I think we get told by people, like, that's not how you do it, or here's how it's going to be done in our class.
You also compare it to stuff that you see and go, that's.
But then you look at Picasso or, who's the guy that does just the squirts of paint?
Oh, Pollock?
Yeah. Like, those are crap, but they're also great. Like, you know, they're their own thing. Like, I feel like people are encouraged to find their own voice. Like, you go into art class, like, here's what we're drawing, this vase, and here's the technique we're going to use. Like, instead, just let everybody do what they want with the vase, or don't draw the vase at all. Draw something else. Like, we're very...
Well, that's not class. If you want to just draw whatever you want, then stay home.
I guess.
Draw some crap in your kitchen if you
but
want.
But classes don't work for every kind of artist, you know?
I'd agree with that, but, you know, most people are correct. They can't draw for crap.
All right. Can you guys draw? Can you draw, Yuzi?
Not really.
Hooman, can you draw?
No.
Brittany?
Nah.
You seem like someone who would be able to draw.
Not really. I mean, I could draw some crappy cartoon characters, but...
Oh, draw some of those for us.
Right now?
We'll put them up on Instagram. Right.
Really? We're going to...
I don't know.
Until he has to hit a sound.
Right.
By the way, we posted a great picture of Yuzette from back in the day on the Alice 973 Instagram.
Yeah, Hooman was cleaning out his apartment and found some pictures of all of us from 2001.
Yeah.
Yuzi's got trick elbows, everyone. It's weird.
It is a weird picture. It's worth a look just to see the...
My weird
like I drew a monkey.
Arms
a
going
monkey.
Up. Is it a monkey?
It is a monkey.
How
it's
is
not
it?
That good,
how is
it? It's not good.
It's not good.
I said crappy cartoon characters.
Do the whole body now.
Oh, that's tough.
A woman locked in a contentious divorce with her bond trader husband took a Picasso off his wall and replaced it with a forgery she made herself.
Ooh. Did he not notice?
Sue Gross didn't want to wait until she and the Wall Street titan Bill Gross had finalized their split. Swapping out a 32 Pablo Picasso painting entitled La Repose, hanging in their bedroom with her own rendering.
They had an actual Picasso. These people are loaded.
Yes. The original is expected to fetch as much as $35 million at Sotheby's Monday evening. The painting, it looks like, depicts Picasso's lover.
Laying in repose on the bed.
And belonged to them jointly, but because of a pending divorce, she wanted to make
Let's sell this sucker.
Bill Gross is worth $2.5 million.
Oh, that's it?
You mean billion?
Billion. Sorry. Oh. Did I say million?
Yeah.
Billion.
Yeah, I'm like, so he's par?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a fun divorce.
They say a coin flip in August of 2017 amid the couple's divorce proceedings awarded Sue full custody of the Picasso depiction of the sleeping mistress, which the couple had owned since 2006, but she wanted to get rid of it now and didn't want to wait for the finalized divorce. Right. So she snuck a fake in.
He's an odd-looking dude, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, he's got $2 billion. Odd goes a little...
You think he'd do something with that?
What do you mean?
Maybe he has. Maybe he used to look worse.
We have with this.
That's the best. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Lethal Weapon is such a great show, but I think that he's one of the reasons why it's so great.
Uh-oh.
He's really a good actor, says 510.
Oh, how's it going to do with Stifler? The main character from that show just got canned.
408, Klain, that's the guy.
Klain
is the show. Without him, there's no show.
Uh-oh. Mm. That's too bad.
408 says, he did not want to reshoot the scene. The producers did. He then got angry at them. The producers are a bunch of liberals, and he is a backwoods conservative that didn't agree with them. Oh. I don't know. That's 408. That's a texter. We don't know anything about that.
About it. Yeah, we were trying to figure out what the incidents were. It just sounded like he really blew up on set a couple times.
Yeah, but the two things that I read didn't amount
did
to...
Did not seem like
not
something.
On a hit show.
Right. And certainly the way he laid it out, it just sounded like just a misunderstanding.
Well, even some... Where do we got... what's the guy with the... No! No!
Christian Bale.
That guy! I mean, not talking about a...
Oh, good for you. Like this in the corner. What is it with you?
I mean...
I love that.
Those blow up sometimes in a...
Oh, sure.
On the set are part of the process, right?
Yep. And when... I think when you're Christian Bale... You get like, maybe that was, I don't know how many blow-ups he's had, probably more than just that one. But the guy got back to work and I'm sure said, oh, Jesus, I'm sorry, I got out of control. But everyone likes him. And maybe everyone didn't like this Clayne Crawford guy. And they were just like, you know what? We don't have to deal with him.
HR.
Get rid of this guy.
Clayne's gone crazy again. Keep going. 707 says, thank you for a wonderful Mother's Day. I listened to 97.3 Maureen while cleaning house and yard work. Maureen from Ukiah.
Oh, it's another Maureen from Ukiah.
It's a different Maureen.
Yeah, it's a different Maureen.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day, everybody. Yeah. Hope you had a nice Mother's
Day. Oh, here's one, and then we gotta get out. Vin, I guess you didn't hear. Offset's other baby mama was a total scammer.
Oh.
The baby she claims was his was not even her own baby.
Oh.
It was a friend's she was using.
Ooh.
Whoa. A friend loaned her a baby.
Well, he's exonerated. I'm sure Cardi B won't murder him now.
What a relief for her, Ooh. Huh?
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the music charts. But I also have a few music items and more after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.